All right, we're into hour number two of our countdown of our favorite Canadian non-East Coast albums of 2012. This is the mixtape brought to you by Local 107.3 FM. My name is Tom O'Connell. I'm joined by Brian, and we're halfway through our countdown, and let's just keep right on trucking with number five.
All right, my fifth favorite Canadian non-Maritime album of 2012 was the third self-titled full-length album from Toronto duo Crystal Castles, which was released in November. It is regularly referred to as their best and most focused effort yet at just 40 minutes long compared to their first two efforts, which were 50-plus minute run times. AllMusic's Heather Fairs viewed three as the duo's most serious set of songs yet and stated artistic progress is as much about subtraction as it is about addition. And on three, Crystal Castles have made room to be sad, angry, pretty, and danceable at the same time. Ian Cohen dubbed three the duo's most focused record, adding, while not as immediately striking as either Crystal Castle 1 or 2, the streamlined sound allows more maneuverability and subtle variety in the actual songwriting. Three was listed as the number one on the Hype Machine's top 10 albums of 2012, and Enemy placed the album at number four on its 50 best albums of 2012 list. And you're going to hear a track called Telepath.
And after that, you're going to hear from my number five favorite album of the year, according to this list. And it'll be from the album The Poet's Dead by Ra Ra. You hear a track called I'm a Killer. But before that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. This Regina Sestet, that means six people. I remember that from grade nine music class. A sestet is a group of musicians that consist of six. Released The Poet's Dead, their first album on Hidden Pony Records, their third overall. Ra Ra was named Best Alternative New Artist and Best New Canadiana Artist in iTunes Best of 2009 list. They headlined the Winter Live stage during the 2010 Paralympic Games and performed at the Saskatchewan Pavilion. The group has been noted for their energetic live shows, which often feature pop rocks, candy, and confetti. So that's fun. And like I said, you're going to hear a track called I'm a Killer.
All right, stay tuned. We are going to bring you our top five favorite Canadian outside of the Maritime records of 2012. And we're going to be starting off with Crystal Castles and Ra Ra. Here is Crystal Castles with a track called Telepath. You're listening to the mixtape on Local 107.3 FM. We'll be right back.
That was our number five picks for our favorite Canadian albums of 2012, excluding the Maritimes and Newfoundland, because we already had our own Maritime and Newfoundland special a few weeks ago. And my number five pick you just heard was The Poet's Dead by Ra Ra. We heard a track called I'm a Killer. And before that, we heard from Three from Crystal Castles and with a track called Telepath. And that was Brian's pick for number five.
Yeah, all right. So now we're going to jump into number four. I'm going to throw it to Tom. Let him kick off this next set.
Sure. I'm totally prepared for this. Okay.
It is your turn, you know.
It is my turn, yeah. Okay. So my number four album is the album Little Mountain by Said the Whale. This Vancouver-based band toured extensively in 2012, coming our way back in the fall to play at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in Fredericton, which I somehow missed. I knew they were coming. I'm like, oh, I should get a ticket for that. And then I didn't do it. It's like on The Simpsons when Homer tried to go see Mr. T at the mall and asked if he could come back, and they said they didn't know. In early 2012, the band was awarded a spot on the Canadian music magazine Rockstar Weekly's list of the top 12 rock stars to watch in 2012. The list also included Van Halen, I don't know, like 2012 or 1980, I don't know what, who called, made that one. It's Rolling Stones and Rush.
What? What did you, can you just read, can you just read?
The list yourself? Also contained
what
Van Halen.
What list is this?
The top 12 rock stars to watch in 2012. It contained Van Halen, Rolling Stones, and Rush.
What?
I don't know. It's Rockstar Weekly.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't, yeah. I don't know what to make of that. It's cited, though. Like, it's not a, like a false Wikipedia thing. It's cited. And the band also performed at Sasquatch in the back of the summer as well. So they've definitely been hitting the festival circuit, and I really enjoy this album. I'm going to be playing a track called Jesse Arkansas.
All right, and then you're going to hear from my number four pick of the year, which was the second album from Vancouver punk band White Lung called Sorry, which was released in May. The album received critical acclaim from Spin, Pitchfork, Magnet, Exclaim, and Rolling Stone, and it was the 13th most played album on Canadian campus and community radio in 2012. As measured by earshot, you're going to hear a track called Bag.
So, Said the Whale, followed by White Lung. Those are our number four picks of our favorite Canadian albums, excluding the Maritimes, right here on the mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM.
Sleep for too long, they're always a couple steps ahead. Rest aside, they never sleep for too long. Jesse disappeared again. Didn't go to Edmonton. Didn't talk to any friends. Like many others who try to be someone.
We've made it to number four, past number four to number three. We're at number three now, but I'm going to tell you what was number four, and then we're going to get to number three. Got it?
6, 7, 2, 100. Just trying to make this more calm, more confusing for everyone.
7, 12, 18. So at Tuesday. Number four, orange. At number four, I almost said out number 12, so it worked.
Right angle. Tuna.
Alphabet. At number four, my number four pick was the album Little Mountain by Sed the Whale. We heard a track called Jesse Arkansas. And after that, you heard Brian's pick for number four. It was the album Starry by White Lung, and we heard a track called Beg.
All right. So we'll just jump right back into it. We're going to bring you our top three Canadian Outside of the Maritime albums of 2012, and Tom's going to start you off.
Yeah, my number three is the album Psychedelic Pill by Neil Young with Crazy Horse. And if you can believe it, this is Neil Young's 35th album and his second release with Crazy Horse in 2012 after Americana. At 87 minutes, Psychedelic Pill is Neil Young's longest album and only studio album to span two discs. Many of the songs from the album came from out of an extended jam session with Crazy Horse after Americana was recorded. And the album was listed at number 10 on Rolling Stone's list of the top 50 albums of 2012, saying, "This is an inspiringly strange as anything he's done." They also named the song Ramada Inn the fifth best song of 2012, and I would play that for you, but it's 16 minutes long, and we don't have that kind of time. But I highly recommend you check it out. I will play a track called Born in Ontario.
All right, and then you're going to hear my third favorite Canadian Outside of the Maritimes album of 2012, which was the full-length debut from the Toronto via Lethbridge garage punk group The Ketamines, or Ketamines, I'm not sure which, group, which was released in March, called Spaced Out. The album spent 14 weeks in the top 10 of the Canadian campus and community radio charts and was the 15th most played album of 2012. You're going to hear a track called Kill Me Now.
All right, so Neil Young and Crazy Horse, followed by The Ketamines. Right here on the mixtape, Local 107.3 FM.
People work hard and life is pretty. It don't really matter where I am. It's what I do and what I can. This old world has been good to me, so I try to give back and I try to be free. I was born in Ontario. I was born in Ontario. Of my inner rage. One cold winter, we went down south with Daddy's typewriter for a couple of months. But I was born in Ontario. What I know, 'cause you don't learn much when you start to get old. I moved on at a tender young age. Mom and Daddy never seemed to stay in any one place for very long. We just kept moving, moving on. But I was born in Ontario.
Okay, this is the top 10 favorite Canadian albums from Brian and myself, excluding the East Coast.
My favorite pet peeve, which is when bands say that they're going on Eastern tours and then they don't go past Montreal.
I know.
I want to fight everyone that says that.
It's like there's Eastern Canada, then there's East Coast. No, like that's the middle of the country.
So we're going to be confrontation. We're going to say that the Maritimes is the East Coast today.
Yeah.
Take that.
Look at a map, everyone. anyway, those were our number three picks. And Brian's, you just heard, was the Ketamines from the album Spaced Out, a track called Kill Me Now. And before that, we had my number three, which was Psychedelic Pill from Neil Young with Crazy Horse. And we had a track called Born in Ontario.
All right. So I'm going to bring you my second favorite album of 2012 in Canada outside of the Maritimes, which was the debut mixtape from Vancouver-based Patrick Driscoll's project, Blank Banshee, previously of St. John and previously of Sinjuku Mad. And he recently moved and has had pretty awesome musical productivity since then. This Chillwave project was released in September and features a wide range of sound and styles, including lots of bass and trance. And it's called Blank Banshee Zero, and you're going to hear a track called Purity Boys.
And after that, you're going to hear from my second favorite album of 2012. I had to think about that. Try not to say 2013. And it's the Japan Droids. Or just the Japan Droids, with an album called The House That Heaven.
They're also the Japan Droids.
Well, they don't say
they're those Japan Droids. They're the
Like, which ones? Those ones. Okay.
The Japan
Droids. Thank you for clarifying.
The only ones.
The House That Heaven Built is the name of the album. And if you have read anything about rock music this year, you've heard about this album. It's the second album from the Vancouver duo. Is, in my opinion, the most spirited and energetic rock album in years, filled with fist-pumping anthems that will be the soundtrack to many an angsty teenager summer for decades to come. The AV Club's Kyle Ryan gave the album a grade of A, writing, "Maybe it's because the songs were so hard won after that long dry spell that they sound especially lively, but Celebration Rock starts strong and stays there over the course of its 8 songs in 35 minutes. Celebration Rock's Rock was named as a shortlisted nominee for the 2012 Players Music Prize, and the album has also appeared on several year-end lists." And that's where my thingy got cut off, unfortunately. But it was on like lists for like Rolling Stone, Spin, Pitchfork, all those types of things. And, oh, here we go. Figured it out.
Page two.
Spin named it their third best album of the year, and Paste ranked it number 8. Rolling Stone ranked it number 9. Stereo Gum ranked it number 7. Pitchfork ranked it number 11. And, yeah, so lots of accolades for this album. And you'll be hearing a track called The Night of Wine and Roses.
All right, stay tuned. You've been listening to The Mixtape brings you our favorite Canadian Outside of the Maritime records of 2012. And we're going to keep on trucking here. You're going to hear our number two picks, which are Blank Banshee and Japan Droids. Stay tuned. Coming up following that, of course, as numbers progress, you will hear our number one and favorite records of 2012. Stay tuned.
I guess I trust.
We've made it all the way to number one, but first, should we recap our list, Brian? Or do you want to? Is that working or what?
Yep.
Technical malfunctions. There we go. Anyway, should we recap our top 10 up till now?
I just realized that I was wearing the wrong headphone set.
Oh, okay. You look confused.
We're all good.
Yeah. And then I saw you the moment you realized you're holding the end of the plug in your hand and it wasn't plugged in anything.
The record was still playing, but that's because I had the headphone set on that was plugged in the record player.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Anyway.
Super professional. So anyway, 7 years in.
As Brian tries to recuperate here from whatever that was, I'm going to give you my top 10 and then he'll give you yours up till now. Then we'll tell you about our number one favorite Canadian albums of 2012. At number 10, I had the self-titled album from Picture the Ocean. Hey Ocean was at number 9 with Is. Oh, wait, that was Brian. Sorry. P.S. I Love You with Death Dreams at number 8. At number 7, I had White Horse with The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss. I Predict a Graceful Expulsion. Almost said Explosion again. Now I'm all confused. By The Cold Specs at number 6. Ra Ra had number 5 spot with The Poet's Dead. Said the Whale at number 4 with Little Mountain. Neil Young with Crazy Horse at number 3 with Psychedelic Pill. And you just heard Japan Droids with a track called The Night of Wine and Roses from Celebration Rock, which was my number 2. And now Brian's going to give you his list, and we'll talk about our number 1s.
All right, at number 10, I had Fifth City, It's 1983, Grow Up. At number 9, Purity Ring with Shrines. At number 8, Bad Bad Not Good, BBNG2. At number 7 was Apollo Ghosts with Landmark. At number 6 was Trust with their self-titled debut. At number 5 was Crystal Castles and 3. At number 4 was White Lung with Sorry. At number 3, The Ketamines with Spaced Out. And at number 2 was Blank Banshee with Blank Banshee Zero. Now, Tom will tell you his favorite Canadian album outside of the Maritimes of 2012, but instead he's going to do something else.
I had you going first.
Oh, that's so wrong.
We're alternating. It seems fair.
All right. Well, some people would fight with me on this because my favorite album, quote unquote, is an EP.
Oh, it's going down.
I know.
Fighting. We're fighting.
Tough luck. My favorite album, quote unquote, of 2012 out of Canada outside of the Maritimes was Paradise Animals' debut EP, self-titled EP, from that Toronto indie electronic soul group of Foreigner Gringo member Mark Andrade, released in February. Gray L. Point wrote in their review that this EP will definitely make you feel something, whether it be sadness or something else, and Paradise Animals can definitely say they found a niche in the electro pop circuit. They are currently writing and recording a full-length album, which is expected this year. And you're going to hear the second track on this album, which is called Coastal Lines.
And my number one favorite Canadian album, I would probably say it's my favorite overall album, Canadian, Maritime, or International, of 2012. And you heard it on Brian's list earlier. It is the jazz trio Bad Bad Not Good with BBNG2. And personally, 2012 for me was the year that I actually got into jazz in a big way. Originally, it was just a way to find backing music for this program, but it eventually became something I sought after for my own listening pleasure. Then at the right time, Brian introduces me to BBNG and my mind is blown. And basically, just to give people an idea of like who Bad Bad Not Good are, they were three guys that went to like music school together in Toronto, and they formed this jazz hip hop group, and they do like jazz covers of hip hop songs. Is that correct? That would be an accurate way of saying it. And they put their stuff for free up online, and they've collaborated with the likes of Tyler, the Creator. There's YouTube videos of him like rapping over their music, and it's pretty cool. I'll keep on reading here. Bad Bad Not Good release. That's right too.
Yeah.
They released their second album this year in April. Recorded from a 10-hour studio session, it features Leland Whitty on saxophone and Luan Fung playing the electric guitar. The notes to the album indicate that no one above the age of 21 was involved in the making of this album, which I think is pretty cool. The album has original material as well as covers of songs by Kanye West, My Bloody Valentine, James Blake, and Feist. The trio was the band in residence at the 2012 Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival and backed Frank Ocean of Odd Future both weekends. I'm going to be playing my favorite track, and unfortunately it was Brian's favorite track too, so I kind of trumped him on this.
It's all right. Good to close out the program almost with it.
Yeah, we kind of do with CMYK.
Yeah, and this album's pretty cool. It was definitely a big step up from their first album because it's when they started to bring out some originals. And so my track, I think this track is a cover of James Blake, but the track I played called Vices is one of their originals. And it's pretty cool. So I'm really excited to see what they work on next. I'm hoping that we might see, the covers are all really cool and everything, but it'd be really great to see them come out with an album of fully original material. So
yeah,
see what comes out this year, because their first two albums came out in 2011, 2012. So that means in my mind, they have to bring out an album every year.
Or else.
It's the rules now.
Yeah.
All right. So stay tuned. You've been listening to The Mixtape as we count down our respective top 10 Canadian albums outside of the Maritimes of 2012. We'll have a potentially a little bit of time left to bring you one or two honorable mentions to close at the program. Otherwise, stay tuned. All kinds of great campus and community radio programming coming up. And here is Paradise Animals with Coastal Lines.
Thank you.
And there you go, folks. That's our top 10 favorite Canadian albums outside the Maritimes in Newfoundland. My number one, you just heard, was Bad, Bad, Not Good from BBNG2. And I played a track called CMYK. Before that, you heard Brian's favorite, which was the self-titled EP from Paradise Animals. Jury's still out of whether or not you can choose an EP, but I'm going to let it slide. Yeah. And anyway, we heard a track called Coastal Lines.
All right.
The ruling is still...
on whether that's acceptable or not.
Yes.
So we have a little bit of time left, probably for one more song. So we're going to have an honorable mention, which was on both of our like honorable mention lists, if you want to call them that. Basically an album that we both really dug but didn't quite crack our top tens. And I don't really have much to say about it, and I don't even really necessarily know a lot about it, other than it's from an artist called Mitch Matic, and it's a pretty short album. It might even be qualified as an EP. I don't know. I know. And I don't know what it's called, but it's in front of you there. He's wearing
It's Probably Raining. That's
yeah,
what it's called.
He's got a rain jacket on there. And we're going to play a track from that.
And I play a track called Why Don't You Know?
All right. So thank you so much for tuning in. This has been our top 10 favorite Canadian albums outside of the Maritimes countdown of 2012. And if you're not a regular listener to the program, the mixtape airs on Local 107.3 FM CFMH every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. live, and we bring you all the latest and greatest in Canadian music, usually about 90%+ Canadian music and a little bit of the oddities from outside of that. But yeah, stay tuned for a great Campus and Community Radio Fair, and we hope you tune in next week. Here is Mitch Matic.
Waiting for you. why don't you know?
Why don't you know? Cause darling, I just want you to know how I feel about you.
Why don't you know?
Why don't you know? Hey, can't you see me through the window? They're arresting me.
Why don't you know?
Why don't you know? Cause darling, I would like you so much more if you loved me back.
Why don't you know?
Why don't you know?